Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Doc Talks podcast with hosts Bree and Shane.
Hey, welcome back, guys. We don't have a guest today. I'm sorry.
No, let's go. What are you talking about?
Wait, yeah. Let's go.
All right. They expected that.
I know that.
I hear people that they really don't like it.
Well, they can suck it up because I like it.
That's kind of what I said.
Guys.
And girls.
First of all.
Ladies.
And ladies.
There's a lot of ladies to watch.
Ladies and gentle peoples. Okay. Welcome back to the podcast. Also, I feel so weird without the headset on.
Put your headset on.
Well, whatever. We are so excited. I'm going to start the podcast off like this because we have our shirts on. Everyone's going to be watching, like, what does their shirt say? So we're just going to answer it right now. I'm going to stand up and model it. Shane, go ahead and add some commentary.
Okay, as Camry's modeling, it says, I don't like my beaver wet. And there's a picture of Nine Lima Bravo.
Nine Life Beaver.
In the lake, nose down. So, for all the haters out there, we love you guys. Hopefully we made a shirt that you can buy and represent and support Doc Talks Podcast.
Or just buy the shirt because it's funny.
It is funny. I think we got a lot of likes, actually. We posted it up on social. You can go to the website and buy them.
Yeah, go to the website, doctalkspodcast.com, and buy your shirt today.
We're learning about the swag side of this industry. I don't think either one of us are experts in that industry yet, but we are learning quite a bit. I do have a little bit of background in it, but more shirts to come, more funny, inappropriate, fun, lighthearted, ridiculous shirts to come.
If you have any shirt designs for us, let us know. You can drop us a line on our website.
We're getting some questions. I got a question today.
Oh, what was your question?
No, it's just a guy said I have a question.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did get someone. If you're listening, shout out to you.
And we are... You know, we're getting some of you guys out there. I guess are we going to talk about us for just a second? We're getting some opportunities out there to collab with other podcasters and do some podcasts together. So looking forward to that. And I think we've got a DPE coming up for our next guest.
I'm so excited.
Make that work.
So
he only wanted $47,500 to do the podcast. So Cambry only has a couple more shirts to sell to hit that goal.
So start buying. All right. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, you guys can stop staring at the shirts we have on, or you can keep staring at them, whatever you want. Today's going to be fun. So I went on a cruise.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I think we talked about it. So
yeah, we did tell
everybody.
Them. King went
on the Envision Flight Symposium.
Oh, excuse me.
Cruise.
Hosted by?
The kings themselves, John and Martha. They are the sweetest people of my life. So sweet. So it was like a really cool thing. I'm going to take a minute to just debrief the cruise. John and Martha King, first of all, are the most sweetest people you'll ever meet in your whole life. Let me say. Because you watch their videos and you're like, oh, I just want to like get a hug from John and Martha because they're just the sweetest people of my life. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
So anyways, it was really cool. I went and talked on Gen Z in aviation, and kind of how flight schools and flight instructors can appeal to the new generation of Z. Because I am a Gen Z, and I worked at an aviation program and taught over 100 Gen Z students, believe it or not. So anyways, they wanted me to talk about Gen Z, and I did, and it went really, really good. And the symposium was really good. I learned a lot. And I went on a cruise. And the highlight...
Well, the cruise was the symposium.
Yeah, that's true. The highlight of the cruise was I got to have dinner with John and Martha King. It was amazing.
Can we tell about... Okay, a couple things.
Okay.
We're gonna stick with you got to have dinner with John and Martha King.
Okay.
So the story that I've heard is that you brought a wonderful young lady with you on this cruise.
Yeah, my mom. Shout out Amber's Adventures.
And Amber's Adventures. Nice. And from the story that I've heard, is you were sitting with your wonderful mother at a nice, quiet table and saw that a seat was open next to John and Martha and got up and left poor mom at the table alone with somebody else and went and sat with John and Martha.
No, she did end up at the table.
Eventually.
Yes, I found an open seat and I scooted over there.
So needless to say, if you go out to dinner with Cambry, any of you guys out there looking for a girlfriend, if you take her out, if she finds a better option, she may leave you at the dinner table.
Yeah, so.
But you brought her over.
I brought her over. She got to meet him. But, yeah, it was really cool and just, like, a weird, like, out-of-body, not really out-of-body, but, like, full circle moment. Because, like, 2 years before that, I was watching John and Martha King teach me instrument online. And then I was sitting at a dinner table with them on a cruise at their symposium speaking.
This really goes to show how, me and you talk about this all the time. Logan, me and you have talked about it a lot, too. How small aviation truly is.
There's, you know, like, this theory that you're only three people away from someone famous.
I think, what is it, you're seven people away from...
Go ahead, Logan.
I've always heard that it's the, you're three people away from someone who knows someone that you know. Or something like that.
What?
It's a weird three-person rule.
There's a three-person rule theory that you're three people away from someone that's, like, famous.
I don't know if it's famous.
Or anyone. You're three people away from anyone.
Yeah, that makes sense. Why can't you just be one person away from anyone? Because that one person's going to be anyone.
But anyways, the theory is you're three people away.
We're going to cut that out.
Shut up. You're three people away from someone famous or someone in general. So, like, the theory goes, Jane, you're three people away from Taylor Swift. Okay.
Just do we count as some of those three people right now? Because I promise you I don't know Taylor Swift.
You're three people away from Taylor Swift.
I don't know about that.
One of the people you know in your whole connection of circle of people.
Is related.
In their whole connection of circle of people. In their whole connection of people is connected.
I don't know if I believe that.
I believe it. But anyways,
the thing she
back
believes.
To it.
That could
so,
be its own
aviation.
Podcast in itself. The
so,
things
this
Cambry
is why I
believes.
Love this podcast. Anyways. But with aviation, you're one person away from all aviation people.
I would agree with you on that.
So it's a small, small group. So yeah, I feel super lucky to have been on the cruise and talking and meeting and whatever.
Okay, so how do you think you did? And if we're going to rate
if
Cambry Foster, Flying Dot Foster, how are we going to rate? 1 out of 10.
My speech?
The whole, yeah, your speech.
I'd give it a solid 7.
A 7?
It wasn't the best. I sat in my room and practiced it a billion trillion times to a point where it was just like boom, boom, boom. And I thought it had to be 30 minutes, but it only had to be 15 minutes. So thank goodness that saved me because I was really worried about speaking for 30 minutes. 15 minutes I could do. So I sat in my hotel room, or in my cruise room, I guess.
I think it's
forever.
Called your cabin.
My cabin.
In your cabin.
Forever, freaking practicing. And then I got on stage.
Stage fright. Locked it all away.
It literally went into the abyss. My speech went into the abyss. I don't know what I said. My mom recorded it. Shout out again, Amber's Adventures. So I got to rewatch it. Go back and rewatch it. But, oh. You know, it went okay. Everyone said I did really, really good, but it wasn't my best performance, for sure.
I have heard that you had a fan in the audience that spoke up after your things. I'm getting a bad look, so I'm apparently I
no,
wasn't
no,
supposed
no,
to bring that
up. No, we can talk about
up,
it. We can talk about it. Well, let's talk about it. So it was a panel. I was on a panel, so of Gen Z. It was me and another flight instructor. He was super awesome. I was super, super cool to meet him. We're still in touch. Hopefully he's listening. But anyways... we had a panel, so we gave our presentation and then audience members could ask questions. And I was like, okay, cool. So the first guy that gets the mic.
Can I say, okay, were you the first or the second Gen Zer?
I was the youngest Gen Zer.
The first or the second
first
to
presenter.
Speak? You were the first presenter?
Yeah.
Okay. Did any of the other presenters get commentary after their comments?
Well, so I gave the speech, and then the other guy gave the speech, and then we
oh,
did the
then
panel
together.
Oh, then
the panel opened up. Okay.
You know, the first guy that got the mic, okay, he's a DPE. I do want to preface this. He's a super nice guy. But he's really passionate. So he got the mic and was telling us that Gen Z isn't good. Aren't good pilots. A lot of them aren't good pilots and not good instructors was kind of the summary of his commentary. So other people chimed in and then he would chime in again. And they eventually just stopped giving him the mic because they wanted to give other people a chance to speak. But he just kept talking. And
did you by chance just like throw him your logbook to review for a little bit?
No, here's the
thing.
Or
did you ask him what ratings he had?
He had some good points. He had some good points.
What's a good point from a DPE that says all Gen Zs are shit?
Well, that was kind of the summary of it. But he just said a lot of students, what we've talked about in previous podcasts, where students are in it for the wrong reasons.
Yep.
And they fast track all of it. And then they go and teach someone and they don't have good knowledge. So then they make more shitty students.
Yeah.
Which I can get behind that. There are some people like that.
Yeah. 1,000%.
His summary of it, the delivery could have been better on his end, I think. But he had some good points. But the delivery was subpar.
Okay.
I'd say. But I liked what he had to say. In general. So, in spirit.
It's your spirit animal.
So, it was quite the thing, and, like, everybody, like, kept bringing it up to me whenever they'd see me. And I was like, okay, I need to talk to this guy one-on-one. Because, like, my one interaction with him was, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he was, like, yelling, and I was like, okay, well, panel asking the crowd, like, what do you think the solution is? He was like, it needs to start in the FAA. So, it's like, he was venting to us, but he was, I think it was, all of his passion was directed towards the wrong people. Cambry Foster can impact her students directly when I teach people how to fly. Cambry Foster can't impact all the students and all the instructors in America.
If they all follow you on Instagram, you can.
Yeah, but I can't teach them at all at once.
Well, hopefully, okay, so you're 100% right. And hopefully, in all the entertainment and the ridiculousness that comes out of this podcast, I'm hoping that some of the stuff that we talk about oozes out into some of you young CFIs out there that may look at something a little bit different by something that we say. So hopefully that happens. Or even the older CFIs. You never know where you're at in the stage of your game of CFIing. But yeah, I mean, CFIs are priceless to a student, right? I mean, they'll make or break you, I think, for sure. And there's good ones and poopy ones out there. And we've talked about that and all of those types of things. But yeah, you can't be upset with a CFI teaching, you know, by way of the FAA requirements and have a problem with the FAA requirements.
Yeah,
you
know? And, like, I really enjoyed everything he had to say. And I was, like, I walked away from that. I was, like, I really liked what he had to say. But everyone was, like, really, like, apologetic towards me about the whole thing. But I really liked it. I really liked what he had to say, even though I didn't necessarily agree with it.
Well, you are a Gen Z, so they probably all thought you needed to get a trophy.
Yeah, probably. So, but, yeah, no, all in all, like, I ended up sitting down and talking to him one-on-one at a cocktail hour, which I couldn't even drink at because I'm not 21.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That sucks. Weren't you in, like, international
seas? We were in
seas?
International seas, but since we left from America, we had to follow the rule. But when I'm in, like, Mexico or, like, anything, like, in port, I could drink.
So after you left, like, a Mexican port where you didn't leave from Mexico, then could you drink?
No. Isn't that lame?
I would have pushed back a little bit on that.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't worth it. I was like,
did you drink when you were on Mexican land?
Yeah, because it wasn't illegal.
Good for you.
But I was like, I can't be, like, doing illegal activity on a cruise boat with a bunch of aviation people. Like, that is so unprofessional on a work trip.
Oh, the FAA probably wasn't there because they were on furlough.
They were on furlough. But I bet they would have gone on a trip on furlough.
Probably.
Just saying. Anyways, so I sat down and talked to him, and he, like, one-on-one, he had a lot of good points, and I really liked what he was saying. But, like I said, I just think the way the delivery was probably could have been a little bit better.
Did he calm down a little bit, too, when it was one-on-one?
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he has a lot of passion, and I think that's why it came out the way it did. is he's really passionate about what he was saying.
No, and that is, I mean, you know, there's a lot of passionate people in aviation, good, bad, and different, for sure.
Yeah.
So, no, that's good. So it sounds like you had a really good time, made some good contacts.
Made some good contacts, got some good connections. Really excited. We have a meeting with one of them on Friday, actually.
We do. So that was awesome that you could represent and do that.
Yeah. So anyways, that was the cruise, guys.
What, did you do anything else fun?
Oh, yeah. The fun stuff of the cruise, went and swam with dolphins.
Is that your first time?
First time.
Awesome.
Loved it. I sat on a beach.
Got to do
and
that.
And I sat on a boat.
Okay.
A catamaran.
A catamaran. Powered cat or a sail cat?
Powered catamaran on one way there. And then on the way back, the wind was in our favor. So then they opened the sail and we sailed back.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do this annually. So if you ever get invited or you can, I think you can just go.
There was a guy that was there who hasn't even started flight training.
Don't recommend spending your money on a cruise when you could be spending your money on flight training.
Oh, I recommend spending it on a cruise.
Because you have all your stuff. Tell your 16-year-old self that. Let's go on a cruise.
But anyways, super good. High quality. Loved it. Went on a cruise. Worked. Gave a presentation. Met John and Martha King. Hello, everybody. Use King Schools. They're amazing. So, anyways. So, Shane, I know that we kind of wanted to talk about kind of the social media side of aviation stuff.
Yep.
First.
Oh, yeah, it's social media is changing, I think, aviation. And that's part of what you did there at you know, going and doing your cruise there. So, you know, kind of full circle is going back there. Is we do see that kind of coming into place and happening and doing those types of things.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, kind of just, like, all the stuff. And sorry, I'm getting tangled up in the cords, guys. 1 second. Okay, anyways, crisis averted. But, yeah, social media, I think, has a big impact on the aviation. Social media has a big impact on everything now because everything's on social media.
Very true. Actually, AI will take it over.
You. Yeah, you're probably right.
No, I mean, you know, as much as you don't like the term, you are a, especially in the aviation circle, a social media influencer.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you had 1.5 million views on TikTok video you made of a sunken beaver.
So that was
if you can get 1.5 million views on anything, you are an influencer in one way, shape, or form.
I suppose so. Yeah, it's interesting. I think social media, aviation social media stuff has a big impact on aviation. I think it gets more people into it. But I think there's a side of it that kind of is like a glamorized side of aviation. And
absolutely.
Gets people in aviation to not what they thought it was because social media glamorized it.
You mean like the people that are paying $1,000 to go stand in front of a jet at an airport and take pictures inside of it like it's going to go fly?
Yeah, well, even myself, sometimes I'm like, oh, I only post the good stuff. Like me standing on the beaver. I guess I posted the sunken beaver, too. So
sunken the beaver.
There's
that.
You.
It was good stuff for views.
It was good for views, I'll say, but it wasn't good for Cambry.
Wasn't good
or
for Cambry.
The seaplane business, but that's fine.
No. But, no, I mean, there's, yeah. So anybody that's coming up, like, we talk about it, and we have talked about it before, but there's some bad days in aviation.
Yeah. What do you think about aviation and social media?
I think it's opened it up. I mean, I would say social media, YouTube, and social media. I mean, just if you want to make it, dumb it down easy. Like, if you went back and told, you know, any of our grandfathers or any
the
of
Wright
our...
The Wright brothers?
You can't go that far back. Let's go back 40 years.
Okay.
If you took anybody that had a J3 Cub through a PA-18 or a Citabria, that a new Carbon Cub or Legend Cub or any of those
whatever
were going to be $250,000 to $500,000 airplane for a tube and fabric airplane, like, they would shit
the bed. They probably are rolling over in their graves.
They are rolling over in their graves, absolutely. So, and really, I mean, we've got a handful of people out there that really started documenting it. I mean, I think the first foray into that kind of market, if you will, for me, you know, started out on YouTube there with, what did they call themselves back then? It was the Pateys and everybody else.
The cowboy people?
The flying cow, or flying cowboys, right?
I think so.
I think that's what it was. You know, when they were documenting, they had all built up, you know, cubs.
Other freaking air compressor.
There goes the air compressor. built up cubs, and they were, you know, documenting that. everybody that you know now that has, you know, a couple bucks to rub together want a, you know, cub of some flavor to land on a gravel bar or go somewhere and do anything.
Because it looks cool and fun, and it is.
It is. It's cool and fun, and it's all of those things, right? So I think social media and that is great. I think social media influence definitely helped with Mosaic.
Yeah.
It's definitely, you know, helped. You can look at kind of the bad side of it too. You can look at some of the aviation influencers on YouTube out there that have gotten busted for one thing or another.
Yeah.
The Red Bull pilots.
Or the guy that crashed his own plane.
Yeah, for the news that got sucked out of the airplane. I don't even know what happened to that. That one went away.
Getting in trouble with the law.
I think they pulled his ticket.
And I think he actually ended up going to prison. So don't do that, guys.
Yeah, don't do that. So, you know, I think that's, I think it's good all the way across the board. I mean, it's bringing awareness to everybody. I think it's allowing the FAA to look inside of something that they think they're in control of and that they're running. And I think it's eye-opening to them of they're not really in control. There's a lot of aspects of aviation that they don't have any touch on, you know, and I could say it like this, like, you know, being the shop that we are, doing maintenance, doing flight instruction, doing all that type of stuff, like, we have huge oversight. I mean, you've seen it. They show up at the website. They want to look at logbooks. They want to do ramp checks. They want to do all these types of things. You know how many CFIs are working out of their trucks on airports around the country? You know how many mechanics are working out of their trunk or at airports around the country, working on airplanes, no drug and alcohol, not ever being seen, doing it behind closed doors? Like, it's huge. So I think that social media side of it brings all that to the front of that, which, you know, I mean, making people more aware of it, I think, is good, right?
Do you think everyone should start a social media platform?
No. Why? I think the entertaining, so it's like everything. I would say. So there are, what do they call that? The reality TV?
Like the shows where like they fall, like the My Mormon Wives show I watched.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, something like that. Like, if you're entertaining or you bring some value to it, absolutely. Like, we're trying to figure out if we bring any value in or entertaining, right? But I've watched plenty that is just rough to watch, right? I bet you I've probably done 3,000 hours of old Facebook Live videos, okay? With Navy on stuff and walk-arounds and fly-ins and all the different type of stuff. And I've seen other people try to do it. And they just don't have any type of personality. So when you don't have personality, you're not going to watch it. So I think that's the catch there is you. It's great for learning. Don't believe everything that I say or somebody else says or whatever. You got to do some research and figure out the bullshit, you know, of it all, because there is a lot of crap out there, you know. But I mean, I think it's great for like, hey, I want to look at this type of airplane. You know, something I've always wanted to do on YouTube. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I think Logan's probably heard me say it over the years. I had a goal, and this desire to do this was probably like 20 or 30 years ago. I wanted to film landing and takeoffs at every airport everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
and post it on YouTube. So if you're going into, you know, you go into Johnson or, you know, some of these backcountry, you know, strips that are so popular. Okay, yeah, whatever. But sometimes when you're just going into the random airport, like, how would I approach that? There's some weird airspace here. I've got Bravo above me. We're going to come in this weird corridor. You know, being in Southern California in the valley, like, this is how you approach. I know you and Logan flew into Concord. And you had some weird airspaces all around there and kind of some things.
Over there, yeah.
Like, I just wanted to document everyone. So if you looked it up, you could just go to a YouTube page and be like, I'm flying to wherever. Doink, watch 5 minutes of this is what I would do. This is what you got to watch out for. This will bite you.
That's a good idea.
I've wanted to do
that
for a
long
time.
What are you waiting for?
Listen, stop rushing. I'll get there. Okay. Jeez. No,
it's on your time.
Things like that. So I think it's great. You know, I don't want to see anybody do something that's going to harm somebody or hurt something, you know? I think that would be a big one. The guy jumping out of the airplane. Yeah, it was uneventful and great
watching. But it could have been eventful. It could have hurt someone.
You know, he's out there. The airplane's flying on its own. You know, there's a hang glider or a skydiver or something that can be avoided. And
someone on the ground hiking.
Yeah, hikers. You know, hey, I mean, he's doing it for views and whatever. There's a lot of things that people get hurt doing stuff for views on social media. So that stuff, I would say, isn't so great. But I think in general, it's great. I love watching, the build videos.
Yeah.
I love watching, you know, some of the races and stuff like that. There's some great guys. There's a guy on Facebook. Is it Mad Customs? I'm going to screw him up, and I don't want to screw him up. He's up in Canada. He built a radial... Cub type aircraft, but he's building one with a PT-6 on it right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I watch his stuff. It's him and his wife in a small, hangar. He's got four or five airplanes in there that he's building and doing some stuff, and I wish I could, off the top of my head, think about who it was. I thought it was Mad Customs, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, it is Mad Customs.
It is a Mad Customs. Sorry, I don't know him personally, but he does some cool stuff, and I watch him, and I think it's great. So, you know, you got stuff like that. Like, hey, I would love to meet that guy. You know, and then you got guys like a buddy, Kyle Bushman. You know, he posts a lot of stuff on social media, a lot of build stuff. Kyle's all over everywhere, kind of doing stuff and documenting some of his journey. So, I think the documenting of the journey helps other people.
Yeah, I think so too. And like for people getting into aviation, I'd say I have gotten a lot of opportunities from social media, mm-hmm. And being involved even. So, like. The reason I went on the cruise was because I wrote an article in a magazine. So random stuff like that, it's just like, you know someone who knows someone who invites you, or you do something that someone likes, they see your name. Getting jobs even that way. I mean, it's hard with the social media thing, and this is something I think about all the time, is like, okay, am I...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm not going to say this, but like, am I screwing myself over posting some of the things I do when it comes to getting a job? So that's like the other thing of it is like...
I hear you talk about that.
Yeah, like always being worried of like, okay, is my employer or future employer going to see this and be like, no, that's not okay, or like, you know.
So I would say this, like we're getting to a point that no, I don't think it'll ever matter. You could do anything, right? 20 years ago, yes. 10 years ago, some of the stuff, yes. But, you know, I guess we look at it like this, and me and you have talked about this. Like, if you go out there and you're a good enough content creator on social media and whatever you're doing, like, we're passionate about aviation, right? All three of us in this room, super passionate about aviation. We could all do aviation content. I've said that I wanted to start doing some build videos. We've got some cool stuff in the shop, things like that, that I think would add to, you know, what people want to see, to where it's not only a podcast, but we're doing some of that. And hopefully, I think me and you talked about it, we can add some of that in. But I think if you're a good content creator and you're like, your goal has always been, I've got to go to the airlines. I need to make that $500,000 a year so I can retire when I'm 65 and have all the stuff that I want to have between now and then, right? But if you're a good enough content creator, you may make 10 times that a year.
Right. So, it's such a small margin, though, that's that successful.
Yeah, but you can't run your... I really wish Cambry would have turned off her phone before coming onto the podcast or silenced it, but...
you know how
sorry,
that goes.
Sorry, Mom, we'll call you back later.
That's awkward. That's awfully loud.
So we will...
Here, just bring it to me, Logan.
Go and... I would say screw them, right? If you're not going to get a job because of whatever... I mean, if you're that straight-laced, then so be it. If you're not, then put it out there, you know? Because you may be your boss, you know, whoever you think's going to be hiring you. You may have more power than them. The wielding, what do they call it? Used to call it back in the day, the wielding of the pen.
Heard that. Back in the golden age, or back in the, is that what it is? The golden age?
The golden age of writing. But, I mean, no, I think do what you want to do. Like, do not wear something. Do not say something. In today's day and age, like, do what you want to do. be comfortable.
Within reason, though. Don't be, like, saying shit that's rude and, like, defaming or whatever.
Yeah, but speak your truth. You don't have to defame. I mean, defamation, yeah, if you're doing something that's a lie, right, or trying to harm somebody.
Yeah.
But you going out and me running around in a Speedo on a seaplane, like, that's my, if I want to do it, I could, I mean, nobody wants to see that, but you know what I'm saying? Is that going to keep me from getting a job? Maybe, but...
That'd be a stupid reason to not get a job.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think in aviation, do what you want to do. Own it, though, right? So, no, don't worry about getting canceled. Put out good content. Get watched. Get followers. And eventually, I think we're up to, like, 11 watchers on this.
No, we are. It's been good, actually.
Yeah, we are getting some traction. So... What is your take on, I mean, do you think social media is good or bad for aviation?
I think a mix of both.
What's the bad?
Social media, no matter what you're in, there's always going to be fake people that show an unrealistic aviation life.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So I think that's the bad, is people getting into it thinking it's all unicorns and rainbows. And the truth is, like, sometimes it's not. It's hard to learn to fly. And there's some bullshit you have to deal with.
Well, there is some crap out there on that. And there's, I think it's changing. I think that industry is changing, getting better and getting worse in some instances. But I would say, yeah, own all of it. If you're going to own part of it, do that for sure.
But I think all of it's good. And I think for, like, people that want to start an aviation page, I think you should. Because, I mean, a little bit about my social media page is, like, I just randomly started it because I wanted to start an aviation account. And then people liked it. And then it just kind of snowballed. And then I got some opportunities from it. And it's been a really good tool for me. And I really enjoy it. And I like talking to my people that follow me. And I follow them. And, like, all of that stuff. So, if that makes sense.
Do you follow everybody that follows you?
No.
Just the hot ones?
All of them. No, just all of them that I like. I don't know. It's really random because I do have quite a bit of followers. I think I have like 25,000 followers.
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep track. Like, Instagram doesn't even send me notifications anymore. But, like, every now and again, like, if someone sends me a really cool message or, like, they want to get into aviation and want advice, like, I'll give them a follow back, whatever.
No, I've seen you. I mean, they showed up at the dock. I've seen you go out of your way.
Yeah, they have showed up at the dock sometimes.
I've seen you go out of your way for your followers there. So that's awesome.
No. And I am accepting students, everybody. Call No Limits Aviation.
Awkward.
A little plug there for me. But... yeah, seaplane season's over. Well, Logan.
I've got a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
What would you say the hardest part of starting off an Instagram account, an aviation Instagram account, would have been?
It's the algorithm. Growing it, in terms of growing it, Logan?
Well, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, there's actually a couple things I want to touch on this. So, thank you for that question. So, the first is that the algorithm is weird. It's just a bust. I don't get it. The TikTok algorithm, I don't understand the TikTok algorithm. I post a bunch of shit, and then randomly, of course, the Sunken Beaver video blows up. Like, damn it. Instagram was weird. It just kind of snowballed. Like, I'd get 5,000 views, and then that 5,000 turned into 10,000, 10,000 turned into 50,000, and then, like, whatever, 50,000 turns into 1,000,000 views on a video. So, it's... figuring out the algorithm, and I don't know, I just luck of the draw, I guess. The other thing is the haters. I have a lot of haters, and I love the haters. They don't get me down. Shout out to my haters. You bring me up because then it pushes my content out, so keep hating. I love you all. Thank you. Shout out haters again. So I love all the haters' comments, and then I'll respond to them and be like, thank you for your comment. This comment helps push my content out to more viewers. And then they get all riled up, and then they respond. And it's like, and then all the other, like, people will, like, defend me in the comments too. And then the more comments pushes the content out. So I guess being controversial too helps you in the algorithm, because then people interact with your post. But
so are you saying that the Rogers boy at Instagram.com should have more haters so he can get his pushed out to all the sexy ladies out there?
Yeah, say something controversial. But, like, I don't know, for some reason there isn't a lot of men, but there's a few men that just don't like seeing women in aviation. And there will be comments that are just, like, totally just based in bullshit. Okay, what is the point of that comment? Like, hello.
Like when I posted when you were flying the PBY, you don't deserve that. I can't believe you're doing that. Get out of aviation.
I knew it was you. Haters gonna hate. Shout out to my haters again. Anyways, but dealing with the haters and being able to compartmentalize that, I really don't see a lot of, and it could just be the content on my feed, but I don't see a lot of men getting as many haters as I do in comments, so I don't know if that's just a misogyny thing.
I think I could speak on that a little bit. Yeah. So I have lots of haters out there too. Haters are going to hate. I mean, that saying goes and is true. So listen, depending on who you are, and I'm, you know, the proverbial alpha male, blah, 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 but don't read your content or comments.
I mean, hate that. I love reading. Me and you disagree with this. 100%.
Yeah. Okay. But for the majority of people, like, especially if you're just starting out, you know, you get a bad day, you read some comments, hate. Yes, it is good. The haters help the algorithm probably as much or more, because your lovers or the guys that really like you or girls that really like you are just going to click heart, like, and move on. The haters are going to be like, you suck, you're a woman, you don't know how to fly, yeah, you don't do this.
Of course,
and they'll,
yeah,
they'll write out a paragraph and then it'll start that, like you say.
Yeah.
But just post it and ghost it. Just get out of it.
I like that saying, post it and ghost it. No, see, and this is where me and you disagree. Mm-hmm. But I like reading my comments. The haters don't bring me down. I don't care. If they're that miserable that they feel a need to comment and try to bring me down, then I feel sorry for them. Like, if you're that miserable that you have a need to make other people feel miserable too, then I'm sorry. You must be pretty miserable.
Oh, about that one hater, like 2 years ago at Brooks.
Oh, yeah. The haters are, like I said, the haters are out there. I mean, I think it's hilarious. Half of them don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Half of them are just trying to bash you
because they're envious of you. Or more than half of them. I think most of them is just that. No, I think guys get it just as much as women. You know, I think there's fewer of you.
And
so
I think
you
it's
see
a
that.
Different. I think it's a different kind of hate.
Could be.
Most of the hate I get is misogyny. Like, oh, a woman can't fly. Way ruder than that, though. Like, way ruder than that. Like, ew, I have a lot of, I can't even say it because it's just kind of gross, but like, just a lot of rude things that are just totally based in my gender.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Which is whatever. Like, I don't care. If that's all you have to bash, then whatever.
So, no, I think that's great. I mean, and you know, going back to Logan's question is you just got to do it and you got to put content out. Like this. This is a train wreck. This has been a train wreck since day one. But, I mean,
it has. Train wreck you can't look away from. That's why
that
people
is
keep
a train
watching.
Wreck just, we are all flailing around on the floor here. But, no, I think that's very important to go out and do it. And, I mean, don't get romantic about what platform you're on. I think that's a problem with the older people is Facebook's not where it's at anymore. There's still some content out there and you could still watch it. But even me at my age, like I'm having to look at TikTok and figure out how to post on there.
Yeah. Also, every time I'm on Facebook, all the reels I see is AI. I'm sick of it. You showed me a reel today and we both thought it was real. It turns out it was fake.
It got me. I don't know if any of you guys saw it. It was like a blimp. And the cabin was on fire, and it's like, blimp on fire over the freeway. And I'm like, oh, that's a bad deal there. And it was AI.
And then he told me about it today. I was like, oh, I got to look this up. Like, blimp on fire. And it was like, Hindenburg disaster. I was like, okay, keep scrolling. It's like, there's nothing. And then I found it on Facebook, and all the comments were like, AI. I was like, I just got AI.
I hope AI eventually will cancel all those people. When AI takes over the world, cancel all the fake stuff.
Ooh, I hate AI as I use it every
you
day.
You use it every day. What are you talking about?
Frenemies with AI. Frenemies.
Yeah, you're going to have to own it. Is that better? That was me, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem with not having headsets on.
Is it better? Sorry about that for anybody that had their phone. So, yeah. And TikTok. So, you're on the TikTok.
Yeah, not really. It's just kind of like my fun random shit.
It's where you doom scroll?
It's where I dance, post my dancing videos. Everyone makes fun of those.
Oh, yeah, you do dance.
I have IRL haters on that. Everyone makes fun of me. That's my friend.
What's an IRL?
Friend in real life.
Nice. Are you a good dancer?
No.
Oh.
But it's cringy.
Oh, is that what you're looking for? You're going for the, this is awkward?
Yeah. I don't care, whatever. Logan, have you seen it?
Many times, unfortunately.
See, that's what I mean. In real life haters.
So no, I mean it's good. Post some aviation stuff, and aviation is a growing, I think, corner of social media too. I think it's there's still a lot of room for
growth. Because that's the problem with a lot of these, like, it's called a niche or a niche, a niche. An itch? What's something boring that you don't like, but, like, some people really like?
Chess.
Chess. Okay, I'll take it. That's, like, a niche, whatever, the freak out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I don't even know. Corner of the space that, like, I don't give a shit about chess. Okay, that's kind of rude. Like, chess is great if you like chess, but like me, I'm not really entertained by it. But, like, some people really like it, but they're already in the chess world. But that's what's nice about aviation, is you don't have to be in the aviation world to appreciate an aviation video.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the nice thing about aviation and social media, is you don't corner yourself where the only people that follow you are aviation people.
Well, and I think looking at it now, like looking at it 5 years ago, there was so much stuff that, as you say, the Gen Z world is cringeworthy. Like, watching some of these people post, and some of the, like, oh, I'm going to teach you how to do your instrument. And it was just like, Charlie Brown teacher.
Except for the Kings. They have such good videos. They're not Charlie Browners.
No, I'm saying on social media. Oh, there were people putting stuff out there that was just like, oh.
A little bit boring.
And they're just trying to get through their, pay for their flight training. Yeah. Or do whatever.
Which, you know, I can respect that.
Sell a t-shirt here or there.
Like us.
Yeah. We're going to put out good t-shirts. We're going to put out some of the best aviation t-shirts in the world. Mark your words. Social media on that, I get after it. I mean, if you're gonna do it, get a good camera. You don't need to overproduce it.
I don't have a good camera.
Use your cell phone.
Yeah.
That's all I ever used.
So you don't need to get a good camera. Use your phone.
Well, don't use like a
flip phone?
iPhone 2 with that camera.
I think iPhone phased iPhone 2 out.
You can still probably use it. Haters gonna hate.
Anyways.
For the iPhone 2 users. So, yeah. I'm excited to see what the future brings for social media and aviation. There's a lot of phenomenal guys and girls out there that aren't doing any content, and hopefully we can get them on this podcast.
What do you mean aren't doing any content?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that are great in aviation, they just don't do any content. You know what I'm saying? So that's where people like us come in, and we can come in and get them, you know, get their voices out there, like Pilot Don last week.
Pilot Don. Everyone listen to episode 9 with Pilot Don. Over.
Why do you say over?
Why do you say over?
I don't think I ever say
you over. You do. You say, what the fuck, over?
That's probably the only time I say that. We're going to have to bleep that out for all of the kids. We're explicit content now on YouTube. Thanks for that, Cambry.
Because you don't.
No, we should talk about, you know, as we look behind me here through the... Through the looking glass here, you know, you see a T-28, you see a King Air, you see kind of those things. And, some of that social media is going to get you opportunities to fly stuff like that. Be it in the back seat, in the right seat, or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's a great opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah, of course it is, because it would cost a lot of effing money if you weren't able to do it through social media.
Yeah, so your social media and having good content out there gives you some opportunities like that to be able to do cool stuff.
Is that why you keep me around? Because I promote your business?
I don't know if you promote it in a good way.
You're right. The only most viral video I have is the Sunken Beaver.
That's not a positive way, Cambry.
I'll give you that.
Although, we may make enough money to off of these t-shirts here
that we can fix it.
I don't know if we can do that, but we might be able to buy a spark plug at the end of the day.
That'd be nice.
We are still on the saga of the beaver. Anybody is curious about that. So, insurance, nothing is easy in aviation.
The BS. The beaver BS. Saga, the BS.
And the problem is this year has been a phenomenal year. We could still be doing beaver training. We could still be doing beaver tours. We could still be doing all of it in the beaver, but my hands are tied with the insurance. But we'll get there.
I hate when beavers sink.
Yeah.
It really just gets my goat.
I'm curious. I think we should, wouldn't it be cool in a year if we get enough people on here, followers, that we did a Doc Talks podcast cruise with like aviation, with our greatest aviation friends?
I thought you were going to say something different.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say like a Doc Talks podcast livery.
What's a livery?
Like, you know what I mean. Right? Yeah.
You mean like a sticker or something?
No, like, you know how like airlines have like special liveries?
Well, like on the tails?
Like, there's like the Team USA Delta plane, and like Southwest is like the States. Like a beaver livery where we like change the whole paint scheme of the livery, of the beaver, I mean, to be a Doc Talks paint scheme.
I don't like that idea. I want to hang out with our cool followers that are into aviation.
Okay, fine. We'll do your idea.
We do. You know what I would love to do? I will say this.
Okay. Say it.
This is what I would love to do. It's something I've wanted to do forever, and I would love to do it. And as we get more and more followers, I would love to do a tour
of America.
Of Mexico. Aja, Mexico. A lot of people have never flown their airplane across the border, don't understand what a border crossing looks like, how to do customs, how to do all those types of things, flying yourself. Baja, Mexico is phenomenal flying. Super fun, super safe, all the different stuff. And I know I'm a member of the Baja Bush Pilots. They do something similar once or twice a year. But to do with like a bunch of our followers, that'd be awesome.
That'd be epic.
That or like a trip to Alaska. A float plane trip to Alaska with like six or seven stops, like 10-day trip. We've got to plan something like that. I would love to do a Baja Mexico trip or an Alaska trip.
Can I add a third option?
Fine, we'll go to Salt Lake City.
No. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay. Guys, this is usually how our meetings go. Listen. You guys are hearing real time a real meeting. I think we should go.
Nope.
To.
Nope.
The seaplane base at Oshkosh and set up a Doc Talks podcast booth.
That would be cool. My biggest, I would love to do that. And I have people that want me to bring the Beach 18 for sure, just because like multi rides. The problem is it's in the middle of our dagnam season.
Dude, I know. It's like height of the season.
So then you're, I mean, it's going to take like 2 or 3 weeks. Really, to put it all together and to do everything. I mean, I know it's only, you know how the deal, like prepping and doing everything, getting the airplanes ready and doing all that. Cambry just went blank, but she's back up. But that would be cool too, doing that and getting some of our friends. But we're gonna do some fun stuff like that, some fly-ins.
Guys, comment your ideas.
Yeah, we would love to show and kind of do and all those different types of things even here.
So
we will go and do that. But yeah, a cruise would be cool, but a fly-in
would be epic.
Actually, that's what we should ask everybody to comment. So anybody that's watching, if you guys can comment what airplane you fly, I don't care if you rent it. I don't care if it's a buddy's. I don't care if you borrow it, own it, whatever. Let's hear what airplanes you have. Because if it's, you know, if we're all land-based airplanes, we could do land-based stuff.
But if it's sea-based, then we'll maybe do a sea-based thing.
Not in Mexico.
Not in Mexico, but in Alaska.
That's frowned upon. But Alaska, you could do sea-based stuff.
So, comment what that is. Can we take a moment before we end the podcast to give a shout-out to our corporate sponsor?
Yes.
Okay, do you want me to do it this time?
Run with it.
Okay. I'd like to give a huge shout out to our first corporate sponsor, Jim's Gunsmithing. Jim is the best gunsmith in America. He is here in North Idaho. And you can go to him for all your gunsmithing needs. He has a bunch of side gigs too. Jim's Upholstery, Jim's Welding, Jim's what other ones?
Safe Moving.
Jim's Safe Moving, Jim's Building, Jim's Cleaning, Jim's Car Building, Jim's Oil Changes. You name it, he does it.
He does it all. No, we do love Jim. We couldn't do this without Jim. He is the greatest.
Shout out, Jim.
Shout out to Jim. No, that is awesome. He's going to kill us for that.
He is. I don't even think he listens.
Oh, I think he listens. I know he listens.
Okay.
You don't put up everything he's put up and not listen.
Amory. That's true. He's our number one corporate sponsor.
He's our number one. And if you would like to run an app, please reach out to us, and Cambry can help facilitate
that. Drop us a line.
Do you have something aviation related?
Or anything related.
Like a paint shop. I don't know. Even a, I guess, yeah, anything. We could promote. What could we promote?
We'll say whatever you want us to say.
Cambry will say whatever he wants you to say. I may not. Don't you have to use like the product before you can like sponsor it?
Have you used Jim's product?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you do. I have two actually. Jim is number one gunsmith.
Yeah. We will talk about, I think one of these podcasts we need to do like, and this is kind of good. A lot of young pilots, like you don't know what you need in an airplane.
Until
depending
you
on where you're going,
it.
You know, because I said something about, you know, an airplane gun. And we mean,
I saw that happening in slow-mo real time.
I didn't know what it was. But Logan's going to fix that.
Holy.
So.
Logan, fix it. Fix it, Logan. Fix it.
Got to fix it.
What an eyesore that is without the wall up. The wall just fell down for all of you listeners on podcast, Apple podcast.
Apple or on YouTube.
The wall just fell down.
Logan, the wind blew.
That's why Logan is number one.
Logan is the best.
Anyways, what were you saying?
No, I said we need to do a podcast on what type of stuff you should carry with you doing different types of flights.
I like that idea. Maybe next week.
Like me and you have never, you've never seen my airplane guns. I talked about them and you were like, what are you talking about? Airplane guns. I've got some folding airplane weapons that are great. Like if you're going to Alaska or going over some rugged terrain that are easy compact carry. And if you got stuck out in the middle of somewhere.
You could eat.
I heard about some teenagers one time. They got stuck out in a Idaho backcountry strip. And luckily they had a fishing pole and they were going to fish their way to a week's worth of waiting for
that's
a mag.
Right. Pretty sure there was also a book called Hatchet about a plane guy, a guy who got in a plane crash but had a hatchet, maybe. You ever read that book? Me neither. It's just called Hatchet, but I know that's kind of the plot of it. So
she doesn't know.
I don't know. I just know it's called Hatchet. But anyways, so yeah. Okay, I think, do we have anything else?
Nope. So guys, once again, if you guys made it this far, which thank you if you did, because this is a long one. Post up what airplanes you guys have. Let me know that. And let me know if anybody would be interested in a tour trip to either, like next year sometime, but it's something we could plan if we're that far out, into Baja, Mexico, a place that my heart has a very special place in, or Alaska, and both of those places. So if you're not flying in Alaska, my second favorite spot to fly in the world is Baja, Mexico. It's phenomenal. And then North Idaho, where we're at. So we get to do a lot of cool stuff here.
Yep. Okay. Well, buy yourself a shirt.
Yeah, everybody can go on our website, buy a shirt. We should have four or five different designs before Christmas and get them out there. Hopefully, if everything comes in as it should, so you guys could go on and buy these are super soft. I mean, what do you want to say anything about the shirt?
I love it. It's super high quality. I wrote in the thing. It's like 52% cotton something, whatever. Check the bio.
It's like the vintage tee. It's not the cheap Gildan shirt.
Shrunk. Super nice. I love it.
And you don't have to wear a shirt that's four times too big for you. It's just all didn't have her size in.
So. Okay.
All right, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much for watching.
See ya.
Later.